Harper Audio presents Rise by Anna Carey, performed by Tavia Gilbert. For you, the reader, for following me here. 1. Charles rested his hand firmly on my back as we spun once, then again around the conservatory, the guests watching. I kept my eyes over his shoulder, steeling myself against his short breaths. The choir stood at the back of the domed hall, trilling out the first holiday songs of the year. "Merry, merry, merry, merry Christmas," they sang, their mouths moving in unison. "Merry, merry, merry, merry..." "At least smile," Charles whispered into my neck as we took another turn around the floor. "Please?" "I'm sorry, I didn't realize my unhappiness was bothering you. Is this better?" I raised my chin, widening my eyes as I smiled directly at him. Imelda Wentworth, an older woman with a round, waxy face, stared quizzically as we passed her table.
"You know that's not what I meant," Charles said.
We turned quickly so Imelda didn't see.
"It's just, people notice. They talk."
"So let them notice," I said, though in truth I was too exhausted to really argue. Most nights I awoke before dawn. Strange shadows would move in, surrounding me, and I'd call for Caleb, forgetting he was gone. The song droned on. Charles spun me again around the floor.
"You know what I meant," he said. "You could at least try."
Try. That's what he was always asking, that I try to make a life for myself inside the city, that I try to move on from Caleb's death. Couldn't I try to get out of the tower every day, to walk for a few hours in the sun? Couldn't I?